Americans say that they are being impacted by the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus, the Chinese plague or pandemic, whatever you want to call it. I think that's true. Kids are in the house, you may have noticed. Yeah, I fell over three things just on the way to the studio today. Luckily, we had the studio built a couple of weeks in advance. We beat the rush. And I do, I'm grateful that that happened, I guess what I'm saying. But with kids in the house, man, it's a different world. My next guest agrees completely. Julie Gunlock is a director at the Independent Women's Forum, a regular contributor to the program, and a woman just clinging to what's left of her sanity with all her kids in the house. Julie, welcome to it. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here in the No Panic Zone. It's a good place to be. But I see a couple of things. I've gone through your article here. Uninterrupted quiet time. This will never happen, says Julie. She's right about that. Julie, did I lose you? Uh-oh. Well, there she goes. She'll be back. Give her just a moment. She gives some tips here about parents that are at home. Tips about how you deal with kids being home. Don't think about scheduling ahead, and she's right about this. When working from home with your older kids, studying feet from your workspace, don't even try to schedule ahead to prepare a to-do list. Instead, just let things slip through the cracks until somebody calls to complain. Threaten you with your job, that sort of thing. At that point, you'll panic, do the work, and neglect your kids for just the right amount of time until they start panicking and screaming for your attention as well. Uninterrupted quiet time, this doesn't happen. And she's right about this. Because when you can't leave your house, your kids are there all the time. And I love my kids. And we've learned a lot. We did tie-dye, and we baked bread and made cookies and cooked together and have talked together and read books together. It's all true. And we don't know what happened to Julie. Julie might have been eaten by her children. Not quite sure what happened to her. You know, these things happen. It's a live broadcast. She's in the middle of a pandemic, just like you and I. I don't sweat it. It's the No Panic Zone. I'm sure she's fine. It could have been a baking accident. We'll keep up on that. Now, she says that only weirdos shower and dress up and go to work in the morning. Now, wait a second. Because I get up every morning just like I used to. My routine has not changed. And maybe that's something you should consider. My routine hasn't changed. I get up, I shower, I look at the headlines, I weigh myself, frown a little bit, and I put on my clothes, my jacket, and I go to work. Now, the drive to work is shorter than it used to be because I just go to a different part of the house, which is fine. I get it. But I still go to work every day, and I go to an office, and I have workspace that is dedicated workspace, and for me, that works. Now, I know some folks are still going to offices because they work in an office by themselves, or they are going to an office where they're the only ones there at that time. I am preferring not to go to any office at all at any time. I prefer not to go to any office at any time just because I'm trying to do my part to distance, and I think that it is so important. And the next 2 weeks are going to be so difficult. And so when you try to make routines, try to make them as you know, close to what you were doing as before. For that, for me, that works. For kids, I don't know what works. I mean, kids are exasperated. They want to see their friends. They ask, why can't I go see my friends? You can't. Well, how long? I don't know. I mean, being honest, I don't know. Fortunately, my teenage daughter has been a trooper through this. She really has. She gets it. She taught me to tie-dye, for God's sake. I mean, we're getting through this. You know, Ivy and I learned to bake together. The things that we're doing as a family are important. The things we're doing as a family are important because long after I'm gone, what happened here will be remembered for forever, frankly, because of videos and stories written and everything that went on. I just hope that we don't give away our country during this time. I hope that we don't give away our country insofar as letting the central planners take over and say, here's how we're going to plan the economy, because they didn't do a hell of a good job to begin with. Or we need universal health care. Why? Because it works so well in Italy or in Spain? Of course not. It was a disaster, a complete disaster. In fact, the per capita death rate in America is the lowest, second only to Germany. China cannot be trusted, so we'll say we're about even with Germany. every other country in the world, the death rate per million, the per capita death rate, wildly higher than the United States. Italy's death rate, almost 12%. 12%. Unbelievable. Julie Gundlach, finally, after being tackled by the dog and three children, has made it back to the phone. Greatly appreciate it. Julie, so are you sorry. Okay? I was worried about you there.
I'm so sorry. I'm a little out of sorts. I apologize. Yes, my three children are home from school, and I've lost my mind, and my phone died, and I didn't know it was even on low battery. I apologize.
Oh, you're forgiven. I get it. You know, I was telling folks that you make fun of me because I get up every day, I shower, I get dressed, and I go to the office. Now, the office is a two-minute adventure as opposed to a 20-minute adventure because I just wander to a different part of the house. But I do that every day because it makes me feel normal. You think people are crazy to do that.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's like I get that, and I think that's a fine thing to do. But the difference is that I don't have a studio or a office detached from my house. So I'm sitting at a large dining room table with my kids, helping them through their schoolwork as I work. So it's a different dynamic. It's very difficult. My husband, when he found out he had to stay home, immediately ran to the basement and set up an office for himself in the basement. So he is basically by himself in the basement. Smart man. Very smart man.
Yeah, he roped off an area, burst into tears, and grabbed the liquor and ran from the room. I got it.
We have moved the bar to the basement with my husband's office. Yes.
I see that online liquor sales are up 243%. I'm glad you guys are doing your part.
That
is actually
fine.
The number. That's the number. Unfortunately, that's going to leave it for today, Julie, but we're going to have you right back here in a couple of days because we do need tips and techniques to survive being locked in our homes for another 2, 4, 5 weeks. We'll figure it out. You stay safe.
Happy to come back on.
Yeah, we love you. You stay safe, Julie.
Thank you.
There you go. All right, Julie Gundlach, everybody. She was, you know, just out of sorts. Aren't we all sometimes with everything that's going on? You're with the Steve Gruber Show in the No Panic Zone.